So, the gospel is for the unbeliever and the believer. For in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith and moves to that righteousness, a righteous one, to a life of faith. God's righteousness is revealed when we trust in Jesus Christ for eternal life. God's righteousness is revealed in the believer when we trust in the Holy Spirit for our spiritual life. Before we go on, any question? Any question? This is family. We're small. Okay. So now we're ready to move into the next realm. The gospel reveals the righteousness of God. But people, please remember that word right, that word gospel. Everybody can use it. Do they all mean the same thing? No. It's like faith and grace and love. So it is with the gospel. Not everybody means the same thing. Every time you hear a preacher use the word gospel, it doesn't mean the same thing you do. Every time you hear him use the word grace, he doesn't mean the same thing you do. Same thing the Bible does. We have to know, what do we mean when we use the word gospel? What do we mean when we use the word faith? What do we mean when we use the word grace? God's righteousness is not revealed when we try to receive eternal life by something we do. Just not going to be revealed that way. God's righteousness is not revealed when we try to receive the spiritual life by something we do. It's not going to happen. God's righteousness is revealed to us only when we, by faith, in a member of the Godhead. See, faith is a relationship word with God. Now, we've studied this before. But with humans, our relationship word is love. I love you. But between creature and creator, the relationship word is faith. The only thing I can offer God is an empty hand, my faith. That's the only thing that God will take. Out of that will flow love through the Holy Spirit. But faith is a relationship word between the unbeliever and the believer.